deaf to a knucklehead.
Thank you, Pastor Faith.
This shit is relevant.
Go dumb, fuck up.
Deaf to a knucklehead.
Thank you, Pastor Faith.
This shit is relevant.
Go dumb, fuck up.
Deaf to a knucklehead.
Thank you, Pastor Faith.
This shit is relevant.
Go dumb, fuck up.
Deaf to a knucklehead.
Thank you, Pastor Faith.
This shit is relevant.
Following is a previously broadcast program.
Drinking yellow purple in LA Lakers. I ain't stop the time clock, I feel like like flavor, flavor. Ooh, look at my eyes, it bright like the sun. Bro, nigga better have money for bro. Bun. Hollow the plug and worth 3 tons. My nigga caught it, body still on the run. Stay on the sidewalk, it ain't fun. I grew up with choppers and bombs. Remember stealing and robbing for the crumbs. Still the same nigga without the fun. 12 years old, I bought me a gun. I'm selling the dope just as fast as it comes. I was stuck in the hood, but I know I'm the one. Lights off, gotta turn them on. No young one for a reference, I'm on. All of my bitches, they back to the bone. Got so many bricks, I can build up a home. I drop out the pack in the hood and I'm gone. Live for die by my respect. Yeah, she fine, but I ain't impressed. Ooh, drinking that hot tech. I'm on the grind, chasing that chick. She give me that net, give me that wet. Brand new Rari, this ain't no vet. Everything foreign, I got obsessed. Covering her, yeah, she under arrest. I'm the greatest, you the best. My jersey designer, they the best. Covering in diamonds, yes. Yeah, I'm fly, private jet. Yeah, I'm flawless. My diamonds, they flawless. My wheels, they flawless. My chopper from New Orleans. Yeah, they gave me the ball, now I'm hauling. Same nigga hating on the nigga, now they falling. 1500 for these skinny jeans, they ball me. The dope fiends still remember me, I got them arguing. At first she was stalling, now fuck, she keep calling. I'm good with problem solving, I'm better with revolvers. I keep that hoe revolving, be a diamonds on me like I'm drowning in water. South by Southwest, I take that dope out the Austin. Your powers like I'm Austin, I do this shit so often. Fly, I ain't walking, I put a hole in your head like a dog. Since a young nigga, always been boss. Go see the killers when I visit Boston. Now you blew hundreds for the floss. Live for die by my respect. Yeah, she fine, but I ain't impressed. Ooh, drinking that hot tech. I'm on the grind, chasing that chick. She give me that neck, give me that wet. Brand new Rari, this ain't no vet. Everything foreign, I got obsessed. Covering her, yeah, she under arrest. I'm the greatest, you the best. My jersey designer, they the best. Covering diamonds, yes. Yeah, I'm fly, private jet. Yeah, I'm flawless. My diamonds, they flawless. My wheels, they flawless.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at 4:05 in the morning. We're here, you know, on Rue University. I got two new people next to me, also two usuals next to me. Who should I toss the mic to first? Who knows? I'm going to toss it to my friend Hookman over here. Hold up.
Yeah, what's good? It's the Hook Hands one. How's it going? We got the bong rolling. Got a couple of these beers going on, the kiwi and the orange sign. I talk like this because I do weed.
It's Rocky Raccoon. No rocks in the system, but it's all good if you do that. Not going to judge. Just out here on the vibe, you know. Keeping it real with the homies.
Yeah, you got the regular Tony Two Hands here. With my boys, just chilling, listening to some tunes. I hope you're all having a good night. Handing it off to another boy. Oh, and my boy Liam is here right now. And why don't you say a couple words right now? Hello. Hello. That's all I gotta say.
What's up? It's Chris, aka Chris Robin, aka Bobby Broccolini. Nice to be here tonight.
Yeah, it's real nice to be here tonight, you know? Real nice. My name is Zach, by the way. Didn't introduce myself. And we're just here. Listening to some music, having some good conversations tonight, you know. Shout out to the truckers out there. Shout out to the people that are banned on Tinder.
Straight up.
How you get banned on Tinder?
How you get banned on Tinder? That's a big question. Maybe I should ask my man Hook Hands here. He's been banned on Tinder a few times, so I'll ask this guy.
Yeah, well, I'd probably say, like, don't say dumb things. Like, probably anything that sounds like it comes from like a alt-right comedy special. Yeah, it's not good. But just, you know, you can't do this kind of stuff. You can't ask me what I say on these platforms. It's on my social record for life now. It's true, you know? It's not a criminal rap sheet. But you get banned from Tinder about 4 or 5 times, and it comes up. It doesn't say Hook Hands 1, 34 years old. It says Hook Hands 1, back for the 5th time on probation. probably don't swipe on this guy. Just super match or not, it's not.
But yo, Hook Hands, I've heard recently you've made a big turnaround in society. Now you're an advocate for safe use on Tinder and not being profane on Tinder, treating Tinder as a safe space. What would you have to say about the positivity that you've been promoting lately after all these negative things you've done within your life?
Yeah, well, I mean, don't be a fucking dick. You know what I mean? Seriously, if someone's walking down the street, nighttime, cross the street, be a good person. Give people their space if they don't want to talk back to you. Just fucking cut it off. You know what I mean? It's not really that hard to live in society these days. Treat people good. It's fair. Just give people whatever they need. If they don't want to fucking talk, it's not really the cat and mouse. It's not really the cat and mouse game in public either. Just think about it. Getting banned from any of these apps is probably going to end up on your record in some form or way. In the real, you know what I mean? Getting kicked off any of these things, reported, it's not really going to be on some sort of police record, but it can't be good. I'm not sure where it is, but I think that, yeah, you might have an idea where it's at.
All I got to say, Big Brother's watching, you know? Big Brother's watching no matter what you do, man. Shout out 84, man. So, exactly, CCTV. Just watch yourselves.
Yeah, so that's what we do here on William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. We watch ourselves, we listen to good music, we chill, we have good vibes. So yeah, stay tuned for more conversations, good vibes, good chillins, good music. Shout out to Les Anticipateurs. Big Joe de la Légende. Yabuno. Shout out to Yabuno if you're listening. I love you. All right, let's get back into the music. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Chris, it's 4:11 in the morning. Why don't you tell our listeners what time it is?
It's 4:11 in the morning. 411. This is the CKUT 411. We're telling you what's happening. 90.3 FM, Montreal. We'll be right back.
Change now, and I don't know how, babe, you feel it. Maybe I'm here, maybe I'm here, and I'll always be around.
sont pas québécois. Si je leur serre la main, faut que je les nettoie. Je me demande si Céline Dion pense à moi des fois. C'est vraiment mieux.
Quoi?
Parler français que parler anglais.
C'est vrai.
Loi 101. Cadeau, ouais.
Check.
Fais des grosses choses.
Yes.
J'suis tellement frais.
Fraîche.
J'peux que boire de l'eau chaude.
Oh, ouais.
Moins 30 degrés, ça chill en crise. Les gros jeunes, c'est la piste.
J'me fais que.
C'est du Québec, c'est calice. Les gens vivants pour de vrai. Chope la patente pour de vrai. J'ai pour les souris muets. Les autres sont tous désuets. Si tu savais, si tu savais comment faire pousser des navets. J'ai pas une maison, j'ai un palais. Comme si pour boire mon valet. Même dans ton jeu chalet. Les bons, c'est quoi qu'il fallait. On fera jamais la paix. Des rubans jaunes puis la craie. Dieu du Québec, Dieu du Québec,
Dieu du Québec.
On descend pas des cieux, on vient du Québec.
Viens du Québec.
Elle veut goûter un steak aux œufs du Québec.
Steak du Québec.
On est les plus riches, les plus glorieux du Québec.
Ouais, ouais.
On n'est pas ontarien.
Non.
On est québécois.
Ouais.
Ils sont bons à rien.
Non.
Sont pas québécois.
Non.
Si je leur serre la main,
ouais.
Faut que je les nettoie.
Chris.
Je me demande si Céline Dion pense à moi des fois. Je roule à 132, ça 132. Je triffe avec les mains ou sans, pis mon fucking do-rag dans le vent quand je veux. Je me sens comme si je me fais checker par 138. Y'a pas de rang ou temps sans cheveux, y'a pas de chance en peu. Je connais juste des gens privilégiés et blancs chanceux. Des grands enjeux quand je prends des stupéfiants dangereux. J'écris au moins trois doigts profondément dans le creux. T'es un attardé qu'au sanguin déficient sans queue. Elle me fait un genre de steak avec un semblant d'eux. Bitch, quand je vide le fucking sac, c'est le monde tremblant d'eux. Toutes mes péteux sont dispendieux, pis ils ont des silencieux. Pis toutes les spots où ce qu'on a fait des shows ont pris en feu.
Dieu du Québec, Dieu du Québec,
Dieu du Québec. On descend pas des cieux, on vient du Québec.
Vient du Québec.
Elle veut goûter un steak aux œufs du Québec.
Steak du Québec.
On est les plus riches, les plus glorieux du Québec.
Ouais, ouais.
On est pas ontarien. Je me demande si Céline Dion pense à moi des fois.
Aussi crise de tabarnak.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at 4:27 in the morning. Je viens du Québec, les anticipateurs, right there. You just heard it first. I'm sorry to my listeners if you didn't enjoy that. It's some fresh local Montreal music that we like to showcase here at CKUT Montreal. As an independent radio station, we like to play some local artists from Montreal. So Les Anticipateurs, shout out to them, you know. My boy Hookman over here, it's the first time he's ever heard them. Is your name Hookman? I fucking forget. Hookhands one. Sorry. Hookhands one. What do you think of Les Anticipateurs?
Yeah, well, I mean, really drawn in on the visuals here. Great video, you know, kind of looks like a Belle Province ad hits like one of those strip clubs right between fucking, I want to say René Lévesque and St. Catherine. You know the one I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm just wondering if like the poutine that they were showing, girls are making out in there. I assume that everybody's kind of snacking on what's cooking. Is it before the shot, after the shot? I just wonder. Because, like, look, we all love poutine, but nobody likes licking a gravy tongue, and I just want to know. Yeah, what's cooking, Liam?
So just personally, I feel like if I was one of those dancers, professionals, I would want to eat the poutine afterwards just because it would settle deep in the stomach, and I wouldn't be able to dance as well, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be able to shake as well, wouldn't be able to move as smoothly, you know. Response?
I don't really know if we were saying that all of this was moving smoothly, you know. I think a very common point is eating the poutine too early in the night and then finding yourself having a bit of indigestion, maybe not moving as swiftly as you might like to. I think this is a pretty common place in the the nightlife of Montreal. We've all done it. Fama, shout out. You know, you're the culprit here, but you're also saving us. Yeah, I'm not really sure. What do you think about this, Zach?
Yeah, so it's all about finding a balance between eating the right amount of poutine, getting on the floor, getting jiggy with it, and then having some more poutine later on to munch on after getting jiggy with it. You know, you get hungry after dancing. So, what's up?
They showcase this.
Oh, they showcase this?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, word. Yeah, they showcase this in the music video. If you have YouTube, if you have a computer, if you have internet, and you're listening to us, which I doubt you are, you could go on YouTube and write Les Anticipateurs. Would you like me to spell it for you?
I would.
No. And it's Dieu du Québec. So check it out. I've been a big fan of Les Anticipateurs for a long time. They're fucking Montreal legends over here. Shout out to Pic Paquette, Tommy Cruz. You know it's good. Joe La Legend. My friend over here to my right... what's your name again? Hookhands 1? You've never heard the song Steak, have you, by them?
No, I don't know about this steak. I'm thinking that there's some sort of steak and eggs feature.
Yeah, so it's got a steak and eggs feature. So I guess I'll play that track, show it to you. We could discuss maybe later on. I apologize to my listeners if you really don't enjoy the music of Les Anticipateurs. I completely understand you, but I also hate your guts at the same time. So anyways, it's currently 4:31 in the morning. Thanks for tuning in. We're William Shatner's Whisketeers, as we are every Thursday. Today we decided to get wackier than usual because, hey, we're back in person. We're here on Rue University in our apartment that we all live in together. Hookhands just moved in. My homie what's your name? Rocky Raccoon just moved in, and we're back on Rue University to bring you those good vibes, those good times, and those good tunes. So we're going to listen to Steak by Les Anticipateurs and then get back into some more chill stuff. So it's 4:32 in the morning, CKUT 90.3 FM. Enjoy this track.
Cuisine en train de cuisiner. Logo, toutes mes ustensiles sont usinés. Anticipateur, ça c'est inusité. Amène-moi ta dope, on va la purifier. J'ai fumé des brocolis, ça c'est des crudités. Le bruit, y'a jamais des novices dans mon unité. Mais elle me suit chaque fois quand je vais uriner. Let's stay. J'ai fait un œuf, puis un steak. J'ai fait un steak. J'ai fait un œuf, puis un steak. J'ai fait un steak. J'ai fait un œuf, puis un steak. J'ai fait un steak. J'ai fait un œuf. Our steak, she fed our steak. Sur son dash, on l'a repêché dans les Appalaches. Dans mon pick-up, le muffler, y'en arrache. Toi, t'as de la crotte dans ton has. Moi, j'ai du pot dans mon hash. J'peux lire beaucoup de déception sur ta face. Le gros sont frustrés, ils ont perdu leur place. Hein? Qu'est-ce que tu veux que je fasse? Depuis le blanchissage, tout le HHQC, ils ont du sort dans la noon, B. Tu devrais être honoré qu'on a mentionné ton nom dans la toune, B. C'est pas de ma faute si t'avais perdu tous les membres de ta famille dans la poudre, B. Le gros, quand tu fais des tours, tu sais que tout le monde en a vraiment rien à foutre, bé. Non, je veux pas de sac avec des chips, je veux un rack avec des chips, pis une plaque avec des chips, un pack sac avec des chips. Le gros, ta bitch fume du crack avec des chips, pis nous autres, on fait des snacks avec des chips. Des stacks avec des chips, des patates avec des chips, des latinos qui travaillent au black avec des chips. Le gros, je vais prendre la sauce ranch avec des chips.
J'ai fait un œuf, pis un steak, j'ai fait un steak. J'ai fait un œuf, pis un steak, j'ai fait un steak. Impressionné, ça n'en prend beaucoup. Le beau tapis, je me dis que t'avais le grand tout mou. Maman, c'est ma.
maman sans ma maman ça. J'ai la pile du bœuf de dans ma samosa. Maximise moi dans ces deux trios là. Je veux de l'extra pas de prix que sur mes œufs mimosa. Je pourrais jamais me trouver dans un bar à salade ou un comptoir à sushi. La bitch voulait me sucer, fait que je l'ai laissé monter dans mon char accroupi. Elle en ressort accroupi, son vagin ressemble presque à une porte de clafoutis. Assise crise de tabarnak, elle a pris la molly, puis son corps s'est assoupi. Donne-moi des chips au ketchup, puis des frites au ketchup, puis des rips au ketchup, du cheese whiz au ketchup. Pique ta bitch, juste des pénis au ketchup. Mes biscuits ont des pépites au ketchup. Des chètes au ketchup, des épices au ketchup, des romans avec des écrevisses au ketchup. J'aime ça les oreilles de Chris au ketchup.
J'ai fait un neuf, puis un steak, j'ai fait un steak, steak. J'ai fait un neuf, puis un steak, j'ai fait un steak, steak. J'ai fait un neuf, puis un steak, j'ai fait un steak, steak. J'ai fait un neuf, puis un steak, j'ai fait un steak, steak.
I kinda miss my student loan. I miss sitting in the student home. Sharing stories now, I simmer sipping sort of wrong. Walking like I've been talking the talk, but can't afford a phone. Trust, I'm all alone, panicking to play it safe. This talk of paper chase is forcing me to stay awake. Living this layer cake where others will say it straight. Say they got my back and that they're praying I'ma pave the way. Like it's the great escape, brothers doing better than me. I'm in a hurry, worry, what if they forget about me? I'm just another number, nothing when the check will bounce. See, I went moving for money, but there's nothing but debt around me. So when the rest have found me bugging in the brain, and I'm somewhere between the struggle and the strain. They ask why every fucking song the fucking same, and I tell them it's cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed, check. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Just cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Just, I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Brother, cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. Cause this is for the men of the house who were far too young. See your friends are going out before you can't do none. You're raising funds for your mother and you can't do sons. Up in the rubble raising trouble, what you can't do is run. And trust I feel it, I feel it, but can't conceal it. See, this inner city responsibility's killing me. I start to shiver when I think of all the shit I need. And see all my brothers burning paper on that sticky greed. Picking the thickest leaves, stuck in the mist. Saying this shit, I should've quit but couldn't fucking resist. And now they sit with a lark, a little luck and a wish. But trust they still blow their mother a kiss. They're living up in the bits and slip stagger through the puddles in the pain. Somewhere beneath the rubbles in the rain, they ask why every fucking song the fucking same. And I tell them it's cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed, check. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Just cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Just, I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Brother, cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed.
Thank you. close the door, put out the light. No, they won't be home tonight. Snow falls hard, and don't you know? The winds of Thor are blowing cold. They're wearing steel that's bright and true.
Oh, Qu'est-ce que tu fais soir? T'as un rencard ou tu viens dîner chez Edgar? On s'est d'accord, tu me rappelles. Si je suis pas là, je suis chez Christelle. Si à 20h je t'ai pas rappelé, considère que c'est rappelé. Si tu veux me joindre vers les 2h, je serai au privé jusqu'à 3h. Bye bye les galères, on va changer notre atmosphère.
Dance the night away.
Bronzé aux UV, mini jupe et mon quartier. Ce soir on sort, on oublie nos galères. Ce soir on sort, on oublie pas tout. On va oublier tout, oublier tout, tout oublier, oublier. On est branché sur la radio. Dans la voiture, ça sonne très gros. À la Concorde, tu vas tout droit. Champs-Élysées, je te dirai quoi. T'as vu Julien ces derniers jours? J'ai un peu peur pour sa santé. Passe par les Halles, on fait le détour. Son téléphone doit être coupé.
One, two.
On est fou.
Three, four.
On brûle très fort. 5, 6.
On se calme.
7, 8, 9. On est tout neuf. Surtout, décroche pas. J'aurais besoin de te parler. Si Jacques ne vient pas, tout ça, je vais flipper.
Ce soir, on sort, on oublie nos galères. Ce soir, on sort et on oublie tout. Ce soir, la vie n'est plus un enfer, ça flash partout. Ce soir, on sort, on oublie nos galères. Ce soir, on sort, on oublie pas tout. On va oublier tout.
C'est son problème. Elle perd Philippe, c'est moche quand même. Un peu de tendresse, ça fait pas de mal. Ça aide à garder le moral. T'as pris la cassette de Blondie ou t'as pris celle de Cotener? Fini les boîtes, 5h30. On va tous bouffer chez Albert. Bye bye les galères. On va changer notre atmosphère. Bronzé aux UV, mini jupe et mon quartier. N'a rien pour elle et désolé. Mais que peut-être vers les 5h, il voit un mec au pub anglais. Histoire d'un soir, c'était hier. On s'est planté, oublie l'affaire. C'est la descente, bonjour la pente. Tu vas tout droit, Valium Badois. Surtout, décroche pas, j'aurais besoin de te parler. Si Jacques ne vient pas, ici toute seule, je vais flipper. Surtout, décroche pas, j'aurais besoin de te parler. Si Jacques ne vient pas, ça, je vais flipper.
Ce soir on sort, on oublie nos galères. Ce soir on sort et on oublie tout. Ce soir la vie n'est plus un enfer, ça flash partout. Ce soir on sort, on oublie nos galères. Ce soir on sort, on oublie pas tout. On va oublier tout.
CKUT 90.3 FM, you're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at 4:54 in the morning. And that's what time it is here in Montreal. Yeah. That's all I really got to say right now, but my friend to my right has something to say. Or my friend to my left has something to say. Who do I give it to? My left or my right?
Hey, I just need to shout it out to my friend Noah there on the East Walden Swall, BB Flash. Yo, fucking taking the night away, my man. Let's get this. Bring him back to pool. Get us out of the quarantine. Let's do some shots and get loose.
We getting loose. Shout out to my boy Oz and Kick Up. Shout out to your track. We getting loose. It's a fucking banger. All right, Liam.
Sorry. To be honest, I forgot what I was going to say, but we're chilling, we're grooving, and you know.
Totally unrelated to previous comments, but you said that it's 4:50-something in the morning, right? 4:55 now, and to us that's, it is right now 2 in the morning, about, pre-recorded, and I was thinking earlier today about how recording music is, like, fighting the death of like a really short moment in time when, you know, live music, it's like two people or more, you know, linking up with each other, like through sound waves. Yeah. In a specific moment. And it's like recording at the beginning when it was like a whole band always together is like preserving like a very specific moment. Now that it's shifted to, like, you put together a beat layer by layer with one person, it's, like, a little bit different. Like, it's not, like, necessarily preserving one moment, especially if you are at the point where you're, like, writing in, like, MIDI things, you know? You get very detached from, like, the what the actual act of, like, recording music is. Is like, yeah. And it's the same thing as radio, you know? We're preserving a moment here, but it's not the same moment as it is for the person listening. End of state.
Well, similarly, we're usually recording this over Zoom, and it feels more segmented over Zoom than it does in person. You know, like, we don't really get that raw, live radio show feeling that we do in person that we get over Zoom. You know, like, over Zoom, we're, like, listening to the tracks, then throwing all our mics on mute, not talking to each other at all, and then throwing our fucking mics back on, and then just talking. Whereas, like, during this, like, live recording session, we're getting to chat shit during all the music and, like, getting that rawness that we're bringing back into the music that we've all been talking about during all of it, you know? So, yeah, that's all I really got to say. My friend Hookman, number one, Hookhands, number one.
Yeah, we'll kind of take these recordings of, like, the recording style of some of this early bluegrass music that's going on. I mean, I can't really talk about any of the classics, but there's this Bruce Springsteen album that he emulates this kind of recording style after, where, you know, you place the mic one corner of the room, everybody in order of importance is kind of placed closer to that. You're playing all at the same time, one take, one mic. They're recording at a barn, several, you know, a lot of fucking people going on in here. Big band going. Or you think about seeing any of these orchestras playing. I don't know if anybody likes to go see that. I'm a fan myself. You know, very moving moment. A lot of moving parts going at the same time, creating this kind of big thing. And, you know, you can get the link between those two to kind of preserve the moment a bit more of a group action, maybe. But I definitely understand what you're saying with the new wave of beat making and kind of producing things over the internet and collaborating through the internet. I think it's, you know, kind of a different shell, but I understand what you're saying with these preserving of the moments, you know. It kind of flows through all these different kinds of music.
Yeah, I don't mean to discredit what I refer to as new music, because it's not all new music, and that's not to say that making something like producing a beat over the internet is wrong. It's just, I'm just saying there's a different, you know. No, that's, yeah, yeah.
My raccoon friend in front of me had something to add. He's a bit shy, right, but how about raccoon?
I don't like. All right,
I'll say if. One thing that everybody should experience, if you've never experienced, and it's something that is very much this, like, in-the-moment thing, although they can be long, is go and experience a ballet or an opera with a live band in a pit. Like, I've seen the Nutcracker on multiple occasions, and, you know, it might be a 4-hour show. You might fucking fall asleep, but it's only because it's beautiful music and beautiful fucking performers. And, you know, you might notice a mistake or two because it is that live. It isn't a fucking TV show. It isn't pre-recorded. And especially if you're getting to sit up front and you can walk over and look down into the pit where the band is playing, you can see these people really working their asses off. And, like, that is more impressive than any cinema, anything, like, that I've seen. It's got to be the number one. Like, it's worth the investment.
Oh, yeah. Snaps to that. Snaps to that. Yeah, Nutcracker, I think, is the first ever live performance I ever saw. I think I saw it in grade one. Shout out to my grade one teacher. You were amazing. I had a massive crush on you. Anyways, hell yeah, you know? Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
But speaking of grade one French teachers,
yo, come on, you gotta say this.
No, I'm not saying that shit on him.
Dude, it's some childhood trauma in the room. These are empty beers, don't even worry. Yeah, man, it's always the grade one teacher. The cow costume, you know, since day one, being the Ghostbuster. That's it. Hey, what are we moving into here?
Yeah, so anyways, it's CKT 90.3 FM. Don't mind.